VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says when the time is right, the United States will agree to a new trade deal with China. He characterized the trade war with China as no big deal.
We're having a little squabble with China because we've been treated very unfairly for many, many decades, for actually a long time. And it should have been handled a long time ago, and it wasn't, and we'll handle it now.
His latest remarks come after he boosted tariffs on billions of dollars of Chinese goods. China retaliated by imposing tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman warns the U.S. not to misjudge the situation and China's determination to safeguard its interests. North Korea is accusing the United States of robbery and is demanding the immediate return of a cargo ship seized for allegedly violating international sanctions. The United States says North Korea had used the vessel to export North Korean coal in violation of international sanctions. The first-of-its-kind seizure by the United States further strained ties with North Korea. A special U.N. fact-finding mission is urging nations to cut off all ties with Myanmar's military. This is the latest step in its efforts to hold Myanmar accountable for human rights abuses against the Rohingya Muslim minority. The special panel has previously accused the military of carrying out numerous atrocities during the August 2017 crackdown against the Rohingya Muslims with genocidal intent. More than 700,000 Rohingyas fled across the border to Bangladesh. U.S. stocks are up in early afternoon trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. This follows earlier talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Lavrov said it's time to build a more constructive matrix of mutual perception. Pompeo echoed that comment, saying President Donald Trump is committed to improving relations between the two superpowers.
And I hope this good faith effort on the part of each of our two nations, as directed by President Trump and President Putin, will stabilize the relationship.
Today's Sochi meeting come after Pompeo shared intelligence and details with European allies about what the United States calls Iran's recent escalating threat. Meanwhile, President Trump is issuing a warning to Iran after some vessels were sabotaged off the United Arab Emirates coast. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The U.S. has said Iran or its proxies could be targeting maritime traffic in the Persian Gulf region and had already dispatched an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers to counter any alleged threats. Saudi Arabia says two of its oil tankers were damaged in the sabotage incident.
It's going to be a bad problem for Iran if something happens, I can tell you that.
And the president says it will suffer greatly if it tries anything in the form of an attack. Britain is warning conflict might break out by accident as tensions grow between the U.S. and Iran. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump is dismissing a report that the U.S. is planning for a military conflict with Iran. The president was responding to Tuesday's report in the New York Times that the White House is reviewing military plans against Iran that could result in sending 120,000 U.S. troops to the Middle East if Iran attacks American forces or steps up work on nuclear weapons. Mr. Trump called the report fake news.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely. But we have not planned for that. Hopefully, we're not going to have to plan for that. And if we did that, we'd send a hell of a lot more troops than that.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the talk of troops is premature.
This report is completely baffling and incredibly alarming. What is the strategy here? The administration just began a maximum pressure campaign of sanctions against Iran to squeeze its economy. Doesn't it make sense to see if your policy is working before preparing for potential troop deployments, particularly in such large numbers?
Police in Somalia say four people were killed Tuesday when a suicide bomber hit offices in Mogadishu. Witnesses told VOA Somali Service that a vehicle filled with explosives was driven into a building during food distribution for Ramadan. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Today is Tuesday, May 14th, and this is VOA's International Edition. I'm Kim Lewis in Washington, and coming up,
it'll affect U.S. businesses two different ways.
That's Sherman Robinson, an international economics analyst, on the impact of the latest U.S. tariff increase on Chinese exports. Also ahead, Iran tensions are on the agenda as the U.S. meets with Russia in Sochi. And U.S. authorities arrest 50 people in an alleged marriage fraud scheme aimed at circumventing immigration laws. It's all on today's International Edition. President Donald Trump said the United States can make a deal with China tomorrow to resolve the trade dispute between the world's two largest economies, adding the accusation that China prevented the two sides from completing an agreement. In a series of tweets today, Trump portrayed the United States as being in a much better position now than any deal we could have made. He restated his frequent refrain that under his administration, other countries will not take advantage of the United States when it comes to trade. His latest remarks came after he boosted taxes on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods sent to the U.S. and moved to impose duties on another $300 billion of Chinese exports. China retaliated by imposing tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods. Sherman Robinson is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He explained how the U.S. trade war will impact businesses worldwide.
It'll affect U.S. businesses two different ways. First, a lot of the imports from China are part of supply chains for U.S. businesses. So we're importing parts from China, many of them produced by either U.S. affiliates or U.S. entities are working in China, as well as with Chinese firms. And these are parts that go into manufacturing in the U.S., Apple iPhones, for example, various computer parts, things like that, plus some value chains in autos and parts. Second, this round of tariffs is being imposed on consumer goods imported from China. And that's going to have a direct effect on consumers in the U.S. That will just raise prices, and you're already seeing Walmart and others planning to pass those tariffs on to consumers in the U.S. And it's a wide, wide range of consumer goods that we buy, textiles, all kinds of manufacturing. That will have a direct impact on consumers. The previous ones were more indirect. They were hitting producers in the U.S. from intermediate inputs.
Also, some members of Congress have said that this is what needs to be done to fight this type of, I guess you want to call it a fight with China. But some are saying that maybe this is not the way to do it. What else should President Trump have done?
Well, the problem is that the issues with China are much more than just with the U.S. The issues of intellectual property theft that concern us, the issues of state-owned enterprises which are being subsidized in their trade, these are international concerns that affect all Chinese trading partners, especially in the EU and elsewhere in Asia. To do this unilaterally makes little sense. These discussions with China should be done preferably under the WTO rubric or certainly with an international consortium of countries, not in a bilateral trade fight. So in that sense, this is the U.S. trying to do something bilaterally that affects all other trading partners with China. So it would be much better to do this in some multilateral arena rather than try to do it bilaterally.
And as far as businesses go, will they be forced to do more business in other countries?
Yes, of course. The very rapid impact of this will be to shift value chains away from the U.S. and China to get suppliers from elsewhere. You will start seeing that. Firms may prefer to locate closer to the other suppliers than being importing the parts. So you might actually have firms move their production out of the U.S. altogether and to elsewhere. We will certainly start to see a restructuring of global production and trade if the U.S. continues on this very strong protectionist policies that it's pursuing.
Would this be good for other countries if we did this?
Yes. I mean, you'll get trade diversion. If the U.S. has a trade war with China, other countries that don't participate in these trade wars will get the diverted trade, the trade diversion. You're already seeing some of that. So you may well see U.S. producers, instead of producing in China, they may move to Thailand. They won't necessarily move back to the U.S.
Also, China is saying it is not going to give in to foreign pressure. So where do you see this going at this time?
Well, I think China has expressed commitment to the world trading system and the World Trade Organization. All of this has been initiated by the U.S. outside of the rules of the World Trade Organization. So they are operating outside of that. And China has expressed interest and continued interest in strengthening the global system. So they are open, I think, to a multipolar discussion with a number of countries. They're clearly not happy at all being pressured in a bilateral trade disagreement.
That was Sherman Robinson, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He spoke with me from Washington. Well, Iran is on the agenda today as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Sochi, Russia. Lavrov said he expected a sincere conversation with Pompeo, including trying to find out how the Trump administration planned to resolve tensions with Iran, which Lavrov said the U.S. created on its own. Ahead of the meeting, State Department's special representative for Iran, Brian Hook, told reporters Iran plays a destabilizing role in Syria and that Iran using Syria as a missile platform to advance its foreign policy objectives goes against Russian goals of bringing stability to Syria. Today's Sochi meeting comes after Pompeo shared intelligence and details with European allies about what the U.S. calls Iran's recent escalating threat, blaming Tehran for failing to choose talks over threats. Among the top stories in the world, the UN urges nations to cut off all ties with Myanmar's military as part of its efforts to hold it accountable for human rights abuses against the Rohingya Muslim minority. Police in Somalia say four people were killed today when a suicide bomber hit offices in the Warta Nabata district of Mogadishu. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is pledging the world body will lead efforts to combat online hate speech in the aftermath of the deadly New Zealand mosque shootings. Expanded coverage of these stories and more are on the VOAnews.com website and on our VOA mobile app. This is VOA's International Edition. A new study says 12 African nations have adopted laws or policies to restrict non-governmental organizations such as aid groups or human rights organizations. Most of the countries with such laws are in East Africa, such as Rwanda and Burundi, and North Africa, such as Algeria and Egypt. The study by the Freedom House organization in Washington says the laws often are intended to bolster state control over civil society and prevent challenges to the government. The report says that in countries with restrictive laws, civil society groups should work with the courts and legislatures to persuade them to drop the laws. Groups also should deepen their roots in local communities to counter what Freedom House calls pernicious accusations that they are foreign agents. Freedom House urges governments in other countries to raise concerns about the restrictions and encourage African states to abandon the laws. Well, U.S. authorities say they have arrested 50 people in connection with what prosecutors are calling a large-scale marriage fraud scheme aimed at circumventing immigration laws. According to a grand jury indictment filed last week, the scheme operated out of the southern state of Texas and includes people there and in Vietnam. The court filings lay out an arrangement in which those wanting to gain permanent resident status in the U.S. paid between $50,000 and $70,000 to an organization led by Ashley Ian Eugen. Those people would then be matched with a U.S. citizen recruited by the organization, who would be given a cut of the payment, and in some cases would go to recruit other citizens to take part in the scheme as well. To make their immigration application seem legitimate, authorities say the organization helped those involved create albums of wedding pictures and provided fake documents relating to taxes, utility accounts, and employment records. The indictment includes a range of charges against 96 people, including marriage fraud, mail fraud, immigration fraud, lying under oath, and witness tampering. This is VOA's International Edition.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, as Malawi gears up for elections on May 21st, candidates and voters say flooding from Cyclone Idai is negatively impacting the vote. Uncertainty at the polls on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Host Carol Castiel interviews Nancy Lindborg, president of the United States Institute of Peace, to discuss USIP's mission, research regarding a strategy to prevent the spread of extremism around the world, and the vital role of women in the successful conflict resolution negotiations. Listen this Saturday and Sunday to Press Conference USA on The Voice of America.
Dementia is a rapidly growing public health problem everywhere in the world. 50 million people suffer from dementia, and in the next 30 years, that number is expected to triple. Researchers are looking for ways to treat or prevent dementia. VOA's Carol Pearson tells us about a promising clinical trial underway in the U.S.
Regular exercise, a healthy diet, maintaining healthy blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar levels help stave off dementia as we grow older. Dementia is not a normal part of aging, but age is a huge risk factor. As people around the world live longer, health agencies and researchers are looking for ways to prevent, stop, or treat dementia, including Alzheimer's disease, one of the most common types of dementia. David Shore is about to undergo a new procedure that could treat early-stage Alzheimer's. He's with his doctor, Vipor Krishna, a neurosurgeon at Ohio State Wexner Medical Center.
Let's do it.
The procedure Shore is about to have involves sound waves. Ultrasound waves target and open the blood-brain barrier, a protective layer that shields the brain from infections. But Krishna says the barrier also makes it hard to treat neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's.
Opening the blood-brain barrier allows us to access more of the brain tissue and be able to increase the effectiveness or bioavailability of the therapeutics.
Shore and his wife Kim were willing to try any new treatment that might help with his dementia. Kim describes the couple's reaction when they received a phone call inviting Shore to participate in a clinical trial.
There's this trial, would you be interested? And without really knowing what it was, we said sure.
Shore became one of 10 patients enrolled in the study. The trial tests MRI-guided imaging to target the part of the brain responsible for memory and cognition. Krishna explains that's where Alzheimer's patients have a buildup of toxic proteins called amyloid.
Higher deposition of amyloid goes hand in hand with loss of function in Alzheimer's disease.
Krishna says this procedure might allow a patient's own immune system to clear some of the amyloid. In the procedure, ultrasound wave pulses cause microscopic bubbles to expand and contract in the brain.
The increase and decrease in size of these microbubbles mechanically opens the blood-brain barrier.
The patient is awake during the procedure.
First treatment, David. Here we go.
This area has high amyloid. So we'll be opening this area.
Opening the barrier may one day allow doctors to deliver medication straight to the site of the disease. Kim Shore realizes her husband might not benefit from this treatment.
We're hopeful that it can help him, but we also know maybe it'll help somebody else.
Shore was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at age 56. He's glad to be part of a study that could help others who are in the early stages of Alzheimer's, even if it doesn't help him. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
Well, WhatsApp, the popular phone and text messaging tool, today urged users to update their phones with the latest version of its software to protect against possible spyware attacks. The company says the spyware, which allows others to monitor calls using the service, appears to have come from a private company. WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook, says it has referred the matter to the U.S. Department of Justice. The rights group Amnesty International says the spyware was apparently developed by an Israeli company called the NSO Group. The spyware could be loaded on cell phones via a phone call. The spyware allegedly was used against Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered last year in Saudi Arabia's embassy in Turkey. Amnesty International and other people who say they were infected by the spyware are suing the NSO Group in Israeli courts. The company denies the allegations. Well, history has been made in Australia as a politician in the Northern Territory spoke an Aboriginal language with an interpreter for the first time in Parliament. The fight to use Indigenous languages in the chamber has lasted for years. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Independent MP Yinia Mark Goyala addressed his parliamentary colleagues in his Aboriginal language that's spoken in parts of Arnhem Land in Australia's Northern Territory.
I acknowledge the Indigenous Language and Culture Program.
Through an interpreter, he delivered a blistering speech about the lack of bilingual education in remote Indigenous areas.
We need to provide pathways that allow for success.
The Northern Territory has more than 100 First Nation languages and dialects. In the past, politicians were told to speak only English in Parliament and that it would be disorderly if they didn't. It was then decided that lawmakers could use a language other than English, only if they provided a written translation in advance. Those rules were scrapped in March after concerted pressure from Indigenous politicians. Goyala says it's a breakthrough.
It's taken a long time. It wasn't allowed in the beginning of the term, but I pushed and pushed, and finally, just this year, it's been approved. I feel real confident doing it in my language.
It's estimated 250 Aboriginal languages were spoken in Australia before European settlement in 1788. Of the 145 still in use today, more than 100 are considered to be critically endangered. Indigenous languages are not just a means of communication. They express knowledge of all aspects of society, from history and family relationships to astronomy, biology, and food. Each language is associated with an area of land and has a deep spiritual importance. After decades of debate, university researchers believe that all Indigenous languages in Australia are descended from one common language. The United Nations General Assembly declared that 2019 would be the International Year of Indigenous Languages. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Thank you, Phil. Well, U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed ambassadors and diplomats from Muslim-majority nations to the White House yesterday for an iftar dinner marking the end of the day's fasting observed by Muslims during the holy month of Ramadan. Trump highlighted Ramadan as a time of charity and bonding of families and communities. Trump also spoke of overcoming the bigotry and violence impacting people of different faiths in recent weeks.
Our hearts are filled with the grief for Muslims who were killed in their mosques in New Zealand, as well as the Christians, Jews, and other children of God who were slain in Sri Lanka, California, and Pittsburgh. In their blessed memory, we resolve to defeat the evils of terrorism and religious persecution so that all people can worship without fear, pray without danger, and live by the faith that flows from their heart.
Trump also called for prayer for a future of harmony and peace. Well, music has long expressed their emotions and connect with one another. Over the years, medical have proven that music has many health benefits as well. They range from facilitating regular breathing and lifting a person's mood to improving emotional functioning and motor control in patients. Faith Lapidus narrates.
Katie Hernandez has two sons. Her oldest, Lucas, is 3 years old.
He is autistic, and he has a lot of sensory processing sensitivities, which means he's really sensitive to loud noises, bright lights, a lot of busy around his body, and he really likes to jump and swing and climb and anything active.
Earlier this year, Lucas started one-on-one music therapy sessions to increase his attention span.
Hey, 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 I got a question for you today.
Music therapist Dixie Mazur visits him once a week.
I brought in piano today because I've found that piano can be a great tool to work with anybody. It provides a lot of independence. I brought in drums because drums are a great way to engage with others and to use as like a redirection tool.
Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on me.
Lucas's mother is happy with the results so far.
It's been really helpful. Miss Dixie's come up with a few songs to help him with social dialogue. So it helps him communicate with us a lot more when we can't figure out exactly what he needs.
Gerard has a cat on his head.
Music therapy can also be used in a group setting.
Good job, Gerard. Let's see. Can you pass a cat to Patrick?
Zoe Gleason-Bowles brings music therapy to a group of people with a range of disabilities.
As a group, they don't really engage with each other, so a lot of my work is trying to slowly get them to positively engage with their fellow group members, as well as actively engage with me.
She says the instruments stimulate patients' senses and muscles.
We can work with atypical individuals, helping with stress management and self-care, all the way up to individuals who are paraplegic and aren't able to move their limbs or have extreme cognitive delays. If you've seen brain scans of people listening to music versus not, when you're listening to music, your entire brain is lit up because it's having the music and the intellectual sides both.
Vasati vasimuka kuenda ku Egypt.
Tiri kutarisa kuti vakomana vanga vachipinda mu camp musi wa 20. Tichozo simuka zvakare takananga pa Durban musi wa 28 uko kwatichange taka kemba kusvika tatanga kutamba ma games ekukosafa. Tozobva kune imwe team takananga pa Nigeria musi wa 5. Iyo team inenge nevakomana 18 vachinotamba musi wa 8 ne Nigeria.
Maudias ari kutarisira kubudirira kusvika munharaunda yechipiri. Kekutanga kubvira Zimbabwe yatenderwa kutamba nedzimwe nyika muna 1980. Katatu kese kavakaenda kumakwikwi aya muna 2004, 2006 na 2017. Zimbabwe yanga ichingobuditswa munharaunda yemuma gungano. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Kwazwai, muri Zimbabwe, ini ndini Mike Hove. Ndino koka ya kutimpinde mchirongwa yuducheve chidiki che The Connection, nasi Maneru na 8pm. Nasi, tukutari sakushani soko ya social media mukufambi soko ya mashoko mnyika. Sema onre, social media ilikubatira ere, vatapive nau mukufambi soko ya mashoko kwa kanaka. Veru jinji warukushani sao shaka di social media. Kana mchida upinda mchirongwa yuchi, kana kutumira mashoko kustudio 7, shanisai WhatsApp, pa number zinoti +1 202 465 0318 Number is Rakari +1 202 465 0318. Ngatsanganei pachirongwa The Connection na 8 p.m. Bye-bye.
Sezvongwa yedu yapera rikaiti mbotarisa misoro yenhau dzanhasi. MDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa inobatana mukuchema vapoo rukanda navatafadzwa mhundwa avakashaya nezuro manheru mutsaona yemotokari kukwekwe. Anokuonekaya nemufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndokusiya mina Standekile Mhlanga.
Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesibili mhla ka 14 kuNkwenkwezi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Udaba lolu olwe maintenance of order bill ludaba kade luhleli luzahlupa ngenxa yokuthi siyakwazi ukuthi imiqondo yamabandla akuphalamende yeMDC lezami PF ngabantu abacabanga imicabango etshiyeneyo. So ngakho nje besikhuthaza ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa abayenza kuphele masinya
umthetho osalolongwa owe maintenance of peace and order bill okhangelelwe ukuthatha isikhundla soyiphosa wamukelwe ngembono ehlukeneyo ngamalunga edalela eparlamente.
Adibona manje lolusu lukhathazile sivile abantu sebethwele nzima kubonakayo wonke jekile lesibili sekule lokuzini libasivalela manzi for 3 days every week and abantu sebethwele nzima lapho abathatha khona amanzi kukhashana nezikotshozo amabhozi la amaningi angikhona afile.
Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo zikhala ngokuthi zibhekane lobunzima ngalezi nsuku ngoba ngapho zicitshelwa amanzi okwesikhatshana eside ngakwelinye icele zicitshelwa amagetsi insuku zonke. Umeli weGlenview South etalele ePhalamende unkosikazi Vimbai Tswangirai Java wendodakazi kaMoyi umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai ulalisiwe esibhedlela ngemva kokulimala kakubi engozini yemota izolo ebusuku eKwekwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuona lo msakazo weStudio 7. Umthetho osalolongwa owe maintenance of peace and order, iMopa Bill, okhangelelwe ukuthatha isikhundla sowePhosa, wamukelwe ngembono ehlukeneyo ngamalunga edalela eParliamente. Ngaphambilini kokuya kwethulelwa uzulu ezabelweni zonke zelizwe ukuze laye aphe imbono yakhe ngawo esikhathini esifitshane esizayo. UGibson Pepe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umthetho lo ukhangelelwe ukuthatha isikhundla sowe Public Order and Security Act PORSA wona uncindezela ilungelo likazulu lokubuthana. Lokhu kungezwani kwamalunga edayela eParliamente ngalolu daba kuphume egcekeni namhlanje emhlanganweni wekomiti ebona ngokuvikelwa kukazulu e-Defense, Home Affairs and Security Services Portfolio Committee oqhutshelwe eHarare. Ibhilile ibikwa iqhubekele phambili ngokunikeza amapholisa amandla okuthi avumele loba ayalele ukuqhutshwa kwembuthano yabantu abedlula ithumi lanhlanu 15 kanye lokutshengisela. USenator Theresa Makoni webandla le-MDC emele iHarare Metropolitan uthi akula nguquko elethwayo ilumthetho nxa amapholisa eza qhubekela phambili elamandla okuvumela loba okwalisa ukutshengisela kanye lokubuthana kwabantu.
The police is the authority responsible for these things. Can give or not give?
Amapolisa aphiwe njalo amandla okuvumela loba ukwalisa ukuqhutshwa kwembuthano. Ngokubona kwami, nxa kungaqhubekela phambili kunjalo, utsho ukuthi akula nguquko ebekhona phakathi kwebhili le lomthetho wePhosa. Ngibona kungani amapholisa aphiwe amandla amaningi.
Kodwa omele imango edayela ePhalamende engowezanupf umnumzana obedingwa Mguni uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi amapholisa abe lalawo mandla.
Kuyozi leyi ekhona kubhili yethu leyi inhle
ukuthi wonke umuntu ofuna ukwenza umhlangano akuyona ama political organizations phela, ama church, ama weddings, i gathering elabantu abayedlule ishumi lasihlalo, more than 15 kabaye ama police nbekhuluma into ngelanga elithize sifuna ukuhlangana. Lokhu kunceda ama police ukuthi abone ukuthi kunokuthula kuleyo nhlangano, kuleyo mbumbano, kuneyo mbumba. Ngoba kungenzeka ukuthi kutholakale ukuthi kunabanye laba abafuna ukwenza olunye ulutho eceleni duzane naleyo nto eyenzakalayo, engadala ukuthi kube nomsindo phakathi kwabantu, kube nengxabano ebantwini.
Uqhubekele phambili ethi uhulumende we-ZANU-PF uzimisele ukuguqula imithetho engahambelani lesisekelo sombuso.
Ziningi izinto ezitshintshileyo ngoba we are aligning in i-constitution to iphosa yethu entsha, ibill entsha. Ibuya lokuthi sithethe okuningi ku-constitution okuthi njengokuthi khona abantu bakuncomile lapho ukuthi ma abantu beza demonstrator sekumele ukuthi kube kuyenziwe kuqala vele bekungeke kuvunyelwe. Yona i-demonstration amapolisa bephiwa amandla okuthi a-assesse abone ukuthi can this happen or not. Kodwa ngathesi i-notification according to the constitution and then alay bill yakuvuma they must be notified kuphela nje 7 days.
Ingcwethi kwezomthetho umnumzana Max Thole uthe kumele udaba lokulungiswa kwemithetho lwenziwe masinya ukuze uZulu enelise ukukholisa amalungelo.
Ye udaba lolu olwe maintenance of order bill ludaba kade lohleli ziluzahlupa ngenxa yokuthi siyakwazi ukuthi imiqondo yamabandla akuphalamende i-MDC le-ZANU-PF ngabantu abacabanga imicabango etshiyeneyo. So ngakho nje besikhuthaza ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa bayenza kuphele masinya ngoba iminingi imithetho esafunakala ukuthi bayenziwe be-aligned to i-constitution yethu. Ngakho-ke besingathi nxa o-MP labo bengenza masinya into zabo kwenzela ukuthi eminye imithetho layithola ithuba lokuthi ilandiswe mayelana lesisekelo sombuso.
Miningi imithetho esimelele kulungisiswa lidala lephalamende ukuze ihambelane lokumunyethwe yisisekelo sombuso welizwe. Kodwa abaningi bathi lokhu kakuthatha isikhathi nxa uhulumende ezimisele ukunikeza abantu abalungelo abo. Ugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngezemithetho nyakenye luveze ukuba kule mithetho efika amakhulu amane 400 emelele ukuguqulwa ukuze ihambelane lokumunyethwe yisisekelo sombuso welizwe esalotshwa ngo-2013. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Gibson Bebe.
Umeli weGlenview South edalele parliamente unkosikazi Vimbayi Tswangirai Java oyindodakazi kamuyi umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai ulalisiwe esibhedlela ngemva kokulimala kakubi engozini yemota izolo ebusuku eKwekwe. Ababili abakade behamba lo nkosikazi Tswangirai Java njalo bengamalunga ebandla le-MDC njengaye ababalisa umnumzana Paul Rukanda lomnumzana Tafatsa Munzwa bahle bafela kulingozi. Isikhulumeli se-MDC umnumzana Jacob Mafume utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi lanxa unkosikazi Vimbayi Tswangirai Java esesimeni esibi balethemba lokuthi uzasila. Umkhokheli we-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthe udanile kakhulu ngokubhubha kukamnumzana Rukanda lomunzwa. Uphinde wabonga odokotela labongi beKwekwe General Hospital ngokwelapha unkosikazi Tswangirai. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa laye wethule umbiko ekhalela imuli zalabo abatshonileyo njalo efisela unkosikazi Tswangirai Java ukusila ngokuphuthuma.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku-shortwave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz. Vuka malele,
Umutsho othi uza kubona okwabonwa ingidi ubuzwa kuzakhamizi zedolobho lakoBulawayo kulezi nsuku. Zona ezithi ngapha zithwele amagabha avuzayo ngokusilela kwamanzi, zibuye njalo zibhekane lokuvalelwa amagetsi nsuku zonke. Amanye amalokitshi agoqela elesizinda aselamalanga amathathu engelamanzi. Umanisipala wakoBulawayo uqale ukuvalela izakhamizi amanzi okwamalanga amathathu elandelana ngeviki kumaviki edluleyo njengendlela yokuwalondoloza ngoba isesilela emadamu aleli dolobho. Kwamanye amalokitshi amanzi ahambe namhla njalo azaze aphenduke ngolwesine kumbe ngolwesihlanu. Iningi lithi lokho kumfaka engozini yokuhlaselwa imikhuhlane ehambelana lengcekeza efana lesihudo secholera. Kodwa umanisipala yena uthi akulalutho angalwenza ngoba amadamu asesitsha. Sixoxela sakhamuzi sesizinda umnumzana Raymond Piri.
Adubona manje loluhlu lukhathazile sibili abantu sebethwele nzima. Kubalawayo wonke jikelele sibili sekule lokuzini libasivalela amanzi for 3 days every week. And abantu sebethwele nzima lapha abathatha khona amanzi kukhashana nezikotshoko amabholes la amaningi angikhona afile sabaningi basebenzisa esikolweni. Izikolo zangikhona ezinye zikhatshana and kuyabe kulabantu abaningi. Manxa kuyikuthi avukanga ekuseni ngxe ngama-4 o'clock, hhayi yathola mzima sibili yahlala ungagezanga vese singanithi siyizibhonda lapha ekhaya thina.
Ligcine nini ukuba lawo amanzi?
Sigcine nge-Sunday amanzi, nge-Sunday. So bathi khona engxenye abuya kusasa ngo-Wednesday ntambama.
Utsho ukuthi ngesonto ngomvulo izolo namhla ngolwesibili kalilawo amanzi aphuma empompini?
Yona even itonti lamanzi ngitho awula lutho sibili. Even itonti ikuhle uvalwe vele ukuthi ukuthi ngivuke kungela lutho yona ithi awungazi ukuthi umuntu utakula amanzi, hhayi hhayi angazizabe uthathe ngaphi. Ayabe thathe iziboronini zonalezi zikhatshana zonalezi but wona uyafikisa ngapha amanzi angikhona. Inxesabe sile mgqomo owodwa nje wokuthi kunabantu bengafaka mbe ezambuzini uhle uphelele khonapho vele ha 2 days lezi uhlale ungela amanzi thuna ulayinile khona ngali ukuthi uzuze amanzi okuyenza njani okupheka kuphela.
Ezambuzi lapha lenza njani pho?
Ezambuzi lapha kunzima sibili, ha akukhulumeki sibili ngoba ungakhangela lapha kulokungamaganga lokho kuseceleni lapha uyafica abantu sebequthile kona ngale emaganga sokusemakhaya sibili, hawu sokungcolile egangeni lapha vele abantu becutha kona ngale emagangeni kona ngale sozinceda ngoba into leyana ongeke wayivikela phela nxa isikuyize phela.
Akusoze kube le mikhuhlane yini efana labo cholera ehamba le ngcekeza?
Hayi soze yasiyaba le mikhuhlane. It's obvious. It's obvious i-cholera izaba khona ngoba lokhu akujwayelekanga ngoba ingcekeza esikhona lapha egangeni limpukane esizigcwele yonke indawo. Liza lisayafilelelana esilijwayelele nalelana ba.
Lowo ngumnumzana Raymond Piri, sakhamuzi sesizinda koBulawayo. Udubo lokucitshwa kwamagetsi oluhlasele ilizwe lonke lalo luyaqhubeka. Atshona engekho amagetsi endaweni eziningi zelizwe ezigoqela ezikoBulawayo njalo azaze ephenduke ebusuku. Inhlanganiso emela izakhamizi yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association ithi iningi lithwele nzima ngodaba lwamagetsi lolo. Ngokunjalo ithi uhulumende kumele athathe amanyathelo okulungisisa. Untungameli Inkomo Studio 7 uxhume isiphathamandla salinhlanganiso umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi.
Okuba kuhle ukuthi engxenye uhulumende avulele ezinye inhlanganiso zisondele esingathi nabalekela imonopoli ngoba sibona ngathi ivesa isinanzele ukuthi ivele iye yodwa yanika lawo mandla. Engxenye avulele ezinye ingada ezingashisha ukuthi lawo zingene zinika abantu amagesi kuzenza ukuthi lolu kudaba lokusupha amagesi ibe ngcono ngoba okathi esikhuluma kanje kananzela ukuthi ivesa vele iyisandla ngoba iparastatali yona kahulumende izinto eziningi abazidinga ngoba abazifunayo bazidinga imali abana bayidinga kuyo uhulumende yona lo uhulumende ongela mali yakhona. So-ke sibona ngathi into ezasikhathaza sibili ngoba nxa uhulumende evele engela mali ejombe indlela ajombe ngayo lezi vesa okufana nayo la izaba lo hlupho olufana nayo and futhi sinanzela uzananzela ivesa kathi uhulumende yasebenzisa amagesi amaningi ejethi lokubhadala kwi-inkhambani usitho ukuthi sizaqhubeka silo hlobo olufanayo. So badengavula amagesi ukuthi hhayi wonke umuntu ongakwanisa ukuthi enelise ukuthi aletha amagesi kangene la elizweni anika amagesi abantu bakhethe ukuthi emfundi hhayi ngithenga amagesi ukuba kungenza uhlupho lube nganena.
Zikhona kodwa inhlanganiso ezaphiwa amalayisensi okuqhuba inhlelo zesola kodwa okwaphumayo lapho yikho okungani kuyahlupha kakubonakali kuhle.
Yeah, hlupho lenhlalo lapi isola isola phela ungayinanzelela ile hlupho lokuthi bathi bona abajoya abazingcitshi idinga imali eningi kuzweneliso ukuthi isola le ukwansi ukuthi uyiqaweneliso ukuthola imithini yakho alizonke ezifuneka ukuthi ibe khona isebenze kuhle. So sibona ngathi engcenye leyo i-long term project, but uhulumeni siyakholela engavulela vele inhlanganiso ezimileyo ezinye ingxenye ezingaphandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe zibuye lazo zizodingisa amagesi asela abantu bathenge kiso. Ungasihambela lula kulokukhangela kuphela bona abesola abanikwayo, futhi ungakhala kwanikwa abantu amanye amakhampani vele ale mali lawo engathi ayiqedakali kahle abadonsa nzima.
Izithini izakhamizi zakoBulawayo ngalolu daba?
Kweli izakhamizi zakoBulawayo zona vele ziyakukhola ukuthi uhlupho lwamagesi esihlalo kade esikungenxa yemonopoli esilayo, kodwa lazo ziyakukhola ukuthi nxa kungaba le ndlela yokuthi kuvulelwe amanye amakhampani asondele amagesi, abantu bavunyelwe ukuthi hhayi wena ufuna ukukhetha ngalo ikhetha lwana ukhethe lwana ungasincedisa, ngoba khathesi abantu baba njengentamo akulo lapho ongaya khona. Sonke singabantu bezesa, nxa isehluleka ifa labantu, nxa ungathi dozingcono ihamba labantu ngezinye indlela izesa yesi-dictated pace khonokhwana yikho kubi bandi.
Lo ngumnumzana Amrod Sibindi isiphathamandla senhlanganiso emela amalungelo ezakhamizi yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Yebo yebo yebo, mthakazo omuhle. Igama lami nguMike Hobe. Ngithanda ukulinxusa lonke ukuthi sihlangane kuhlelo lwabatsha olwe The Connection ngo-8 entambama. Namhla sikhangela udaba lokusetshenziswa kwenkundla zokuxhumana lokuzilibazisa as a social media ekuhanjisweni kwemibiko. Inkundla lezi zilakho ukusiza intatheli izindaba ekusabalisweni kwendaba eziphathelane lalokho okwenzakala elizweni na. Lina lisebenzisa ngayiphi indlela lezi nkundla zokuxhumana lokuzilibazisa? Nxa ufisa ukungena kuhlelo, thumeza umlayezelo kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo, +1 202 465 0318. Lingasixhuma njalo enkundleni yokukhulumisana yebulenjini eFacebook ekhasini lethu LFVOA Ndebele. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection ngo 8 p.m. Bye bye.
Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, umongameli Donald Trump waseMelika uthi sizafika isikhathi sokuthi bakhulumisane kuhle labeChina ukuze kuphunywe lesivumelwano sokuthengiselana esamukelwa ngamazwe omabili. Lokho kutsho embikweni weTwitter wethule namhlanje ngemva kokungasebenzi kuhle komkambo wemali eNew York izolo, okuveza ukuthi impi yemithelo yempahla yamazwe omabili lapho ingena elizweni lokho iqhubekela phambili okuzagcina kuphazamisa amabhizimusi. Amapolisa kweleSomalia abike ngemva yabantu abane namhlanje ekuseni ekudubukeni kwebhomba ebelithiwe emoteni ebichayelwa ngelinye lamalunga eqembu lamalwecacha awe Al-Shabaab esigodlweni salelo lizwe iMogadishu. Lokho kwenzakale ngesikhathi kusabelwa ukudla kulabo abakuhlelo lokuzila olwe Ramadan. Iningi likhala ngokuthi impilo ilokhu iqhubeka isiba lukhuni ngoba umnotho welizwe ulokhu usiwa, njalo ukuswelakala kwamafutha epetulo lamagetsi sokubangele ukuthi kube kubi ngamandla. Abachayeli bezimoto abathi sebetshona befolele amafutha epetulo emagalajini okuphazamisa imisebenzi kanye lamabhizimusi abo. Lokhu kwenzakala intengo yempahla ikhuphuka mahlayana, njalo le misebenzi iswelakala. Isiphathamandla sebandla lezaphu uDokotela Strike Mkandla uthi uhulumende kamongameli Mnangagwa usehlulekile ukuvuselela umnotho welizwe.
Ama-investors ayakubona ukuthi ilizwe kaliphathekanga, yikho-ke akula confidence nasithi thina kabathembi ukuthi uhulumende le uzaphatha izinto ngendlela eqondileyo. Thina ngapha-ke esikubulawayo la kuyazikhangela, ngoba ama-industry asisiba ngamasonto akulalutho olutshengisela ukuthi kulolutho oluya phambili. njalo abantu abahlala kulumango kabakhanye ukuthi bona bazazuzani ekuguquleni lokho okukhulunywa ngakho. Kusiya ngokuya ngabe kuvele kuqale kwahle kwalunga izinto ezinjenge-devolution. Masinyane masinyane abantu bangene kukhanye ukuthi ukuthula sekufikile lapha emathebelezeni. Ama-companies konke kungabe kuyavulwa la, akukhanye ukuthi kunomehluko oya ngapha. Angisho ukuthi ilizwe lonke abantu bayakhala njengoba sikhuluma nje ukuthi akula fuel. Ifuel kayikho ilizwe lonke. Njalo ubusela ngabe kaphela. Akula nto etshengisela ukuthi ubusela sebuphelile. Nxa ilizwe lisehluleka ukuphatha umnotho walo elilawo, asisakhulumi ngokuthi okuzayo kuzaba njani, ngoba kuvele akuqalisi ngendlela. Utshengiseli ukuthi umehluko ukhona phakathi kwalo uhulumende okhona uhulumende kwamgali etshintshiweyo ngo-2017.
Umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association njalo eyisiphathamandla seZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, usichasisela ukuthi uhlupho lolu luphatha njani abahlali bakoBulawayo.
Weli kusegcekeni ukuthi ilizwe leli xa sikhuluma umnotho welizwe vele khathesi umnotho welizwe usufike. Njengoba ukhuluma ngamagetsi, ngiyananzela mina ukuthi lapho engihlala khona ahambe ekuseni aze aphenduka ebusuku ngama-9 isikhathi sonke abengekho, and abantu bakhrasheke kakhulu ngoba bakhona kade befuna ukubuyela amabhorana la aphetsheya. Sinanzela abantu bale-interest kodwa abantu bayehlekile ngabe ngelamagetsi. So kuyatshengisa ukuthi ungaze vele ubone ilizwe lingela amafutha epetiro, kuyakutshengisa ukuthi vele umnotho welizwe usufile. Ungabona ilizwe selilahlelwa ngamagetsi futhi okufana nayo sokuba le-shedding esabekayo, kuthe izibona sezegcenta ilizwe lifile, ngoba lezo zinto zombili yizo ezidrayivayo ukuthi i-economy ivuke iye phambili, kusetshenzwe kube le-production. Kodwa nxa usubona izimota okufanele zithwale impahla zokuthi ziyengena ama-factory kusetshenzwe, lezo mota sezithwena zisendendeni yamalayini amafiweli kule ngozi, uyebona ama-factory amanye sezehlule kusebenza ngenxa yokuthi akula magetsi. Vele kuyadinga ukuthi ilizwe liyasela production. So kuyisiqiniselo esegcekeni ngoba esibona esegcekeni sokuthi izwe lifile, akusela into ekhona kathesi kwezomnotho welizwe.
Asizweni umbono wengcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho welizwe umnumzana George Mkhwananzi ngalolu daba.
Lokhu kukhomba ukuthi umbuso wezano ekhokhelwa umnangagwa uhlulekile ukuthi uthole izihluthulelo zokuvula amathuba okuthuthuka kwelizwe lokuthi likwazi ukuzimela ngenyawo zalo libuyele futhi esimeni sakudala lapho belikwazi khona ukukhiqiza zonke izinto ebesenza abantu baseZimbabwe basuthe futhi bangabe iziceli bangahambi bephethe izingcebetho. Futhi kubonisa ukuthi amathemba nezithembiso zonke bezikhona ngesikhathi kuphuma uMgabe kungena uMnangagwa ukuthi isimo sizoya sibe ngcono asephihlikile, ngoba uMnangagwa ehlulekile ukuthi aphe ithemba kulabo abantu abangabatshali bezimali ezweni laseZimbabwe ukuthi bafake imali umnotho ukhule, abantu bathole imisebenzi, izinto zonke ezazidilikile ngesikhathi kubusa uMgabe zikwazi ukuthi zihlume. Okukhona manje ukuthi amanxiwa athiwa ngumgabe aya elokhu ekhithika ilitshe linye ngalinye, uthungo lunye ngalunye, umduli ulokhu usiya uwohloka. Yikho-ke kuzodingeka ukuthi abantu bezanu bachiye umbuso, ngoba le nto angeke ilunge ngaphansi kwabo. Bavumele abanye abantu baseZimbabwe abazizwa leseZimbabwe ukuthi baphathe ukuze ilizwe libe futhi lime ngezinyawo zalo.
UMongameli Mnangagwa uthi kufanele abantu bebekezele ngoba ulenhlelo ezimqoka zokuvuselela umnotho welizwe njalo kuzathatha isikhatshana. Abenhlanganiso yeMatabeleland Development Initiative bakhuthaza abalimi labenhlangothi ezehlukeneyo ezikumsebenzi wezokulima ukuthi bazame ukuqoqa inhlelo zokuthuthukisa lomsebenzi emhlubulweni weMandebeleni ukuze bathuthukise lezi zigaba ezisalele emuva. Obathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba.
Abenhlanganiso ejonge ukuletha intuthuko emhlubulweni weMandebeleni eMatabeleland Development Initiative bahlanganise abalimi bakulumhlubulo labenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo ezokumsebenzi kwezokulima ukuze baphume lamacebo okuthuthukisa umsebenzi wokulima kulumkhono. Isiphathamandla seMathebeleland Development Initiative Agricultural Association uNkosikazi Sifiso akubethorokwa ukhuthaza abesifazana ukuthi beqoqane babe ngamaqembu okungabanceda ukuthi banelise ukuthola imali zokusebenzisa.
Sinxuse ama-farmers ukuthi sihlangane kubonisane ukuthi kuyinesingakwenza esigabeni sethu. Mina njengo-chair lady ngizabe ngikhuthaza omama ukuthi siqoqane siformeni ama-organization bama-associations lapho singancedana khona ngendaba zezimali ukuthi siqalise ama-farming projects.
Umnumzana Wallace Banda ongumlimisi esebenzela ikampani yenhlanyelo ye-Sitco uthi laloba indawo yemandebeleni zibikwa zingatholi izulu eliningi, zikhona kodwa ezinye indawo ezilomhlabathi omuhle okokuthi zilakho ukuba lesivuno esihle.
IMandebele siyazi ingu-region 4 or 5, kodwa nxa ngikhangela umumo womkhathi kumbe izindawo esengizihambile ngiyananzelela ukuthi kulezindawo ezijiyeneyo ezitshengisa ukuthola izulu elijiyeneyo. Ngalokho izindawo ezinjalo zilalo ithuba lokuthi khona zisinike isivuno sisebenzise izinhlanyelo lezi esilezivuno esiphezulu esingathi ngama-high yielding varieties. Izindawo engizibalisayo ngibalisa izindawo ezinjengabolosulu eBinga, onyama yendlovu ezigqagqele iBulawayo ezikumgoza district, eGwanda indawo eziduzane laboMberengwa oDwala.
Unkosazana Yuna Dlodlo ovela kwinkampani yeTotal Farm Solutions abaletha indlela zalamhla zokulima ama-greenhouse uthi abalimi bakhuthazwa ukusebenzisa lezi ndlela.
Ama-greenhouse alungeleni especially for iMathebeleland rich elele ukuthi khona abantu beMathebeleland ba-importata ama-tamatis from Harare bewabisa ngapha. So ungafaka i-greenhouse, you are guaranteed of ama yields aphezulu. Nxa sikhangela i-greenhouse asithi encane yethu esiyenzayo i-120 square meters, uyabukhangelele ukuthi khona ungabathola isivuno esingaba yi 8 tons to 10 tons for cropping season A1. Kusisho ukuthi khona asingaba lama-farmers amaninga lama-greenhouse lapha eMathebeleland. Asisakhangelelanga ukuthi khona sibe sesiyathatha amatamatisi kwezinye indawo.
Unkosikazi Loveness Gatsheni, umlimi wesigodini, wamukele ngenjabulo indlela ezintsha zokulima azizwe emhlanganweni lo ezinjenge-greenhouse.
Ngithokozele namhla ukuthi kube lapha. I was inspired ngezinye izinto lami engizizule, especially into ye-greenhouse le. Inhlabile sibili ngoba lami ngile space ngkhaya sibili ebemvele ngifuna ukusiconvert into ye-greenhouse. Emathubeni abomama lapha mbone ngani kusilela kuma-finances. Siyazama sibili kwesinye isikhathi ukungena kwamanye ama-support groups, but I don't think izikhalazo zethu zizwakala sibili.
Umnumzana Nkosana Sunboy Mpofu, umgcini sikhwama weMathebeleland Development Initiative, uthi bakuthakazelele kakhulu ukuthi abalimi bahlangane laba yibo ababalethela ulwazi njalo bayafisa ukuthi baqhubeke besenza lokhu kuthuthukiswe umkhono weMathebeleland.
So ngiyajabula kakhulu ngaleli thuba esilithole namhlanje elokuthi abalimi bahlangane lama service providers as it were, labanye abantu ababuya lolwazi lwefarming, for example the new technology from Total Farm Solutions.
Ibhanga le-Agribank lalo lethule uhlelo lwalo olokubolekisa abalimi imali ngomthelo we-interest ophansi. Abekampani ye-Cold Storage Commission labo bebekhona ngolwabo uhlelo oluzaphathisa abalimi abafuya inkomo. Ezinye inhlanganiso lamakampani ebezisemhlanganweni lo zigoqela ongwebu, Total Farm Solutions, labalimi abazimele bodwa. Abalimi bakhulume izikhalazo zabo ezigoqela izibambiso ezidingakalayo kwesinye isikhathi ezenza kugcine kusiba nzima ukuthi baphatheke kulezi nhlelo. Abalimi abaningi baveze ukudana ngokulethwa kwezilimo eziningi ezivela phandle kwesigaba loba nje bona besenelisa ukuzilimela esigabeni. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Siyabonga bathabile, singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela umthetho osalulongwa oyemopha
okhangelelwe ukuthatha isikhundla sephosa wamukelwe ngembono ehlukeneyo ngamalunga edale lephalamente. Iningi lithi liphakathi kwelitshe lembokodo ngenxa yokuswelakala kwamagetsi, amafutha ezimota kanye lamanzi. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani
murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.